On today's show, big truck sales continue to soar in the U.S. Waymo is getting ready to launch its autonomous ride-hailing service, and BMW introduces its most powerful non-M3 series ever. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the voice of the global automotive industry. Self-driving cars are nearly ready for the public. Bloomberg reports that Waymo will launch its autonomous ride-hailing service in December in the Phoenix, Arizona area. The service will operate under a new name using a fleet of Chrysler Pacifica minivans. But it's going to be a slow rollout. At first, it will only be available to a select number of riders, covering about 100 square miles. There will be backup drivers in the vehicles, which will then be slowly phased out. But it's a big accomplishment for Waymo to be the first company to offer this service, while beating out established automakers. And speaking of mobility services, GM's car-sharing company Maven is going to allow competitor vehicles into its service. Starting next year, members will be able to rent out non-GM cars with its peer-to-peer sharing platform. Maven, which currently operates in the U.S., is also expanding to Canada and other international markets. ALG, a company which analyzes residual values of vehicles, just announced the winners of its annual pre-owned value awards. They are given to vehicles with the lowest forecasted depreciation from 2 to 5 years of age during the 2018 to 2021 time period. The winners are determined by analyzing used vehicle performance, brand outlook, and product competitiveness. Across all vehicle segments, Subaru was named the top mainstream brand, while Jaguar was named the top premium brand. And when it comes to individual vehicle segments, Nissan and Mercedes earned the most awards, with 3 each. Still to come, Jaguar creates a rally version of its F-Type in celebration of its sports car heritage.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by ExxonMobil.
Sales of big trucks show no signs of slowing down in the U.S. According to Ward's Auto, the medium-duty segment, which consists of Class 4 through 7, saw its sales grow 7% in October, and through the first 10 months of the year, the segment is up 7% as well. The big Class 8 semi-trucks saw their sales soar 34% last month, and overall are up 33% so far in 2018. And combined, the medium and heavy-duty segments were up 20% in October and are up 19% this year. And this is great news, since big truck sales are a leading indicator for economic growth, and it suggests that light vehicle sales will continue to grow as well. Jaguar just created two rally version of its F-Type convertible to celebrate 70 years of its sports cars. The vehicles pay homage to the 1948 XK120 and use the same 2-liter turbocharged 4-cylinder gasoline engine found in the production F-Type. They were built to FIA specs and feature upgraded brakes and suspension, along with a roll cage and race seats. Unfortunately, it doesn't appear these will be competing in any events. But you can bet, as cool as these things are, collectors will be begging to get their hands on one. And be sure to join us for Autoline After Hours this Thursday. Joining us is Christian Spencer from Nissan to talk all about the all-new Altima. So if you have any questions about that vehicle, send them our way to viewermail@autoline.tv or hit us up on social media. Just look for those links below. Coming up next, a sporty 3 Series and a package-delivering drone.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
To some, the BMW M3 is considered the gold standard of performance sedans. But for those that don't want something so sporty, the automaker has introduced the M340i. It's powered by a 3-liter turbocharged inline 6-cylinder engine, mated to an 8-speed automatic transmission and optional all-wheel drive. At over 380 horsepower and nearly 370 pound-feet of torque, this is the most powerful 3 Series ever that's not an M. 0 to 60 comes in a short 4.2 seconds. A couple of other things to take note of: our body weight has been reduced up to 121 pounds, mainly due to more extensive use of aluminum. Overall body rigidity increased 25%, and it features a newly developed suspension system that's designed to reduce the amount of body movement passengers can perceive. The M340i will make its public debut at the LA Auto Show later this month and then go on sale in the summer of next year. You know, we've shown you drones that can be used as rescue devices and inspection tools, and now the supplier ZF is using them as delivery vehicles. It's using drones at one of its plants in Germany to take spare parts from the warehouse and deliver them to the appropriate workshop. The electric drones only have to travel up to 1 kilometer or just over half a mile on each trip, but it's more efficient than putting a small package into a truck and should help free up space on the road. In the future, ZF also thinks the drones could be used to deliver packages outside of the factory walls. And while the drones are only able to carry up to 3 kilograms, or just over 6.5 pounds of goods, we can imagine 10 to 20 years down the road when they're used to transfer much bigger parts. But that's it for today. Thanks for watching. See you tomorrow.